I'm sorry. I'm a little late getting into the studio this afternoon, but I'm getting ready for the big hootenanny. Big hootenanny. You know, about 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. You know, I've got the decorations up. Starting to put the decorations up. And, you know, they don't have them on half price this year like they usually do. Which, you know, is a little surprising. But anyway, are you celebrating this year?
Now, is that the Christmas? The gay Christmas?
No. Something much better than that. No. That's next week. I was
wondering what you were going on and on about.
Yeah, you're about 2 weeks. Two weeks.
What am I celebrating? I don't even know.
It's the end of daylight saving time.
I need to add a groan sound effect.
Okay, we'll have a guess. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you.
Man!
Was that live this week?
Right, no. So sorry. So sorry we didn't even have time to re-record it. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 23rd of October, 2023, in the bone-weary airline-traveling year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one who has slept in his own bed for five nights.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say urine. I've slept in my own feces for five nights in a row.
That too. Mr. Larry H. Vader spell.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Well, it's better than F-E-C-E-S.
Right, yeah. nope, still not spelled that way, but thank you, Noah. I appreciate it. Y'all, that's V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader, and with me today, as always, is my friend and yours, not extra special Chris. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Not even somewhat special Chris.
Y'all, extra special Chris, the option of recording a little show was, why don't you get up and do that while I'm out on my AIDS life cycle training ride?
Well, you know, it's always been very supportive.
Right. So, y'all, he was more than excited for me to get that done.
Leave.
And y'all, I'll tell you that story in a minute. Y'all, extra special Chris, y'all could not have gotten out of the, I forget what the name of the house is, but I think we just decided it's Shady Pines. But it could not get me out of Shady Pines fast enough. So, yeah. Big Fatty, how was your week? Y'all, I did see Big Fatty this week, even though he didn't mention it on his little show.
I remember that after I finished that little show talking about the day. And I said, I've got to remember that on Tamari's little show to mention that. And, just downtown. So,
well, and again, no one's really surprised by that. So
No, not at all.
Yeah, I was back in town Tuesday night, and y'all.
But now, there was some obstacles in your way.
Well, I guess we should go.
Let's just get right into it.
Let's go back. Y'all, We recruited. Yeah, we recorded before 8 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Well, so, 8 a.m. Specific time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
That time zone does not matter. But y'all, I got my laundry, got my clean underpants out of the extra special Miele washer and dryer. Y'all, I need one of those washers and dryers. I'm just going to tell you.
Do they scrape them first?
It
has a built-in scraper, right?
It has a built-in scraper. It uses steam somehow. And y'all, it washed and dried a load of clothes total combined in under an hour.
Wow.
Which is shocking. And they were dry, but they weren't too hot.
It was Goldilocks.
It was. And y'all know how those front load washers, if you've ever had one or used one, y'all, sometimes they take a very long time to wash your load of underpants.
Well, I wouldn't know how that
you
is.
Would not. You would not understand about the underpants. But y'all,
fouled sheets, yes.
Yes, yes. Okay. But y'all, did all that, and y'all, extra special Chris came home. Y'all, he made me the coffees. Y'all, I was not about to even touch anything in his kitchen, much less, you know, the scale and the pour over and the bean grinder and the bean. Y'all, I just drank filtered water and sat quietly in the boudoir, the guest suite.
It was more like a prison, wasn't it?
Y'all, that guest suite was nicer than most hotels.
But didn't you feel like, oh, I can't touch that?
Well, I was afraid to touch most things. It's true. Right. Because y'all, Mr. Vader is, I am not a bull in a china shop, but y'all, I had sat on the sofa on Saturday, and what was he doing Sunday morning when he was having his coffee? Y'all, he's wiping the sofa where I had sat. And y'all, I had put on clean pants and shirt right before I sat down.
Well, clearly they were not clean enough.
Correct. But y'all, they were blue, so I think I shouldn't have sat on the sofa in the blue shorts. Anyway, y'all, on Sunday after we recorded, y'all, we had the call freeze and we chatted. And we went out and we had a little lunch. Now, I said to Extra Special Chris at this point, I said, not that your friends aren't lovely, not that I am not having a good time, but can we do something, eat something that's actually delicious and go somewhere fun? So y'all, we went out to this restaurant that truly was one of the best brunches I've ever had. Y'all, they had breakfast empanadas and some fresh cold brew that was, it was delicious. Anyway, did that. And then I said, now you have two choices. One, you can either loan me your Tesla and let me go for a drive. Or two, you can drive me down by the Salton Sea to get a date shake. If you guys have never been in the area, that's where a lot of the dates in this country come from. And
are they mystery dates?
Mystery date, no. Y'all, he said, well, we could go all the way down there, but there's a place here in town that has excellent date shake. So y'all went there, and it was as delicious as I could have imagined. 2,000 calories. Easily 2,000 calories.
Yes.
Delicious. And y'all, we went back. Y'all, we both said we were just going to lay down for a minute.
Just put your feet up.
3 hours later, we both emerged from our comas.
Clearly somebody had been pumping.
Right. And y'all, we hopped in the electric jalopy, and we were off to the barracks.
Yes.
Y'all, Chris had never been there before. Extra special Chris, somewhat special Chris.
Well, you know, he's led a very sheltered life.
Right. Well, when you think of him, sheltered. Yeah, absolutely. But y'all, we were off to the barracks, and y'all, we met some friends there. We'll call them Eric and Scott because that's their name. Y'all, we had some drinks, and then in walks my half-Mexican brother from another mother, Paco Rodriguez, and his partner, Wiley, who were there celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary. And y'all,
wow,
we had, well, 20th anniversary, not wedding, because obviously that was not legal 20 years ago. But y'all, we
very
laughed.
Very deceptive.
Y'all, it was such a shame.
Did
y'all,
it make you home?
Well, their hair dye made me home because I was like, why the fuck did neither two of you look like you've aged since the last time I saw you? And I was like, I just rubbed their hair and I was like, that's dyed. But love them to death. Of course, I like giving them a hard time. But y'all, we had some drinks and we laughed. But y'all, it was so unfortunate. Y'all, Wiley's shirt, I don't know. It must have just been hanging on by a thread because it just fell right off. fell right off.
You know, think of the children.
Y'all, I was like, oh no. And y'all, they were grabbing. I was like, you don't want this shirt to come off. So, y'all, after that, we said our goodbyes, and y'all, we went and had a little Mexicant mole. And then they messaged that they were going somewhere else. So we went and met them. It was a lovely place, but it couldn't have been more low energy if it had tried. And so, y'all, Chris and I were standing there.
Was it the crypt of Dinah Shore?
Basically. And y'all, I was like, y'all, I love seeing you, but I think we're done here. So we left and went back to the Shady Pines. And y'all, got up Monday morning and checked my flight. Everything was good. The plane had technically departed.
Ready for the friendly skies.
While service is our passion, safety is our priority. United Airlines. Y'all, my plane had pushed back. The plane that was coming to Palm Springs that I was going to hop on, that was going to take me to the Chicago's and then on to the Atlantas. Y'all,
yes.
So I got myself together. Y'all, I cleaned the extra special guest bathroom up.
Oh, and, well, I hope so.
Oh, yeah. Put everything away. Got my underpants packed. Got everything sorted. Wheeled my bag out. Put it in the trunk of the electric jalopy. sat down on the leather chair because, you know, we don't sit on the couch. Right. And was just drinking some water, playing on the iPad. And next thing I know, I hear, I don't think I have a sound for it, but I hear ding, 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 ding. Y'all, looked at my phone. It was not a broop. It was, your flight's delayed. Y'all, I looked. Now, we were leaving for the airport in 10 minutes. Y'all, I look, and not only is my flight delayed, the plane that I was supposed to be on had pushed back, but then they discovered a mechanical issue. Y'all, that plane was still in San Francisco.
What, now, was this, by mechanical issue, is this like the Delta flight where the person had explosive diarrhea?
No,
all over everyone?
It was labeled a technical issue. So
technical issue.
Okay. So not a not a passenger issue, but y'all.
Okay.
So y'all, then I had to get on the phone with United because
there was no
other way to get me to Atlanta that day, and y'all, I needed to get to Atlanta. So I had, but because what I wanted to do was just get to the Chicago's and stay the night, and then get up early the next morning, fly to Atlanta, go to my business meetings, and then fly home.
Now, I believe you were soliciting for places to stay in the Chicago's. Well,
first, I went into the extra special guest suite and office and said, how would you like to have a house guest for an extra night? And the look on his face said everything.
I think the poopy music would have worked well there, but anyway.
Yeah, it was more of a... he said, oh, okay. And I said, never mind. So y'all, went back out, called the United, got that all squared away, texted Miss Riz La 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 Lauren, or messaged her. And y'all, she said, oh, we have the COVID. We cannot. So y'all, then I went to my next best option, which was Buff, who lives in the Chicago's. So he didn't reply. But turns out Buff doesn't live in the Chicago's. He did tell me later. He lives he's moved back to Texas.
Now, notice you didn't call Big Ricky.
Who? And then y'all.
Right. Or Omar.
Oh, I didn't even think about Omi. But y'all.
Tom and Terry.
Oh, well, I didn't know which of their places they were at, so I couldn't.
Yeah, they were probably at one of their nice places. You know, they'd want to clean up the sofa after you sat on it.
Right, exactly. So y'all, I stayed at the Hilton there at O'Hare, which was actually my original plan, but y'all, it was very convenient. Didn't have to go outside, which is good because I had on a t-shirt or a short sleeve shirt because that's all I'd brought because, you know, it was in Palm Springs, Phoenix, and Atlanta. Yeah, it was 40 degrees when I landed in Chicago's. But y'all, I swear that hotel was Mr. Hilton's original experiment.
Oh, no.
It had not been updated in 25 years. And I say that with love. It was perfectly adequate, other than the train that seemed to be running right outside my window every 3.5 minutes. You know, I was up on like the 10th floor or something, but it was so loud. But yeah, I was so tired. It did not matter. So had the coma, got up a Tuesday, flew to Atlanta, had my meeting. I went back to the area of Puerto, got on a Delta jet, and I flew home and got home about, we landed about 9 p.m.
In the evening?
Mm-hmm. 9 p.m. in the evening, Tuesday night. And y'all, to say Miss Hort was weary might be an understatement. But y'all, the jar dropped me off, and I got in the bed, and I was dozing off when I got the text from my coworker, Lorena, who said, "Oh, I just got home." Oops. That tells you how quick I got in bed. Y'all, it was lovely, lovely. And on Wednesday, I stopped by and saw the fat one. You know, you got to check on the elderly.
Have to check on the elderly.
Y'all, had a little scratchy throat since I got home.
I'm
a little thrilled about that.
Did Mrs. Lauren give you that when you saw her on the grinder, the grin doctor?
No. I didn't see her. I think she's too.
Oh, that was her husband you saw on the grin doctor.
That was
okay.
Mr. Lauren.
Mr. Lauren.
Yeah, y'all definitely was a lot, but y'all, was a good week though. Spent some time with the jar, saw Big Fatty. Y'all, work was hell. And on Saturday, y'all went out to the lunch with the jar. Y'all, then we went and bought pumpkins to carve.
Oh,
y'all, we went back to the pantry, and you know, I he said, "Oh, I've bought a paper to put down." I said, "Why didn't you just ask Big Fatty? You could have."
Yes.
rifled through his recycling bin, but
right,
y'all, we watched some TV. I said, "Why don't we just lay here and watch some TV first? You know, snuggle a little bit." Y'all, we woke up 3 hours later.
Of course.
So we did not carve a pumpkin, and I said, "Look, here's the benefit. Now it's a fall decoration instead of a Halloween decoration, and you can still have
a couple of weeks. You don't want to cut your pumpkin too early because it collapses in on itself."
Well, the jar's going out of town. He won't get back until Halloween, so
okay. Well,
Miss Prune and I might carve a pumpkin, but
yeah, there you go. Y'all. Maybe you can you know, do a kitty cat pumpkin.
Y'all, breaking news.
Oh, I thought it was a rim shot breaking news.
Yeah. Y'all, went over to the jars on Wednesday night, and I looked at Miss Prune, and I said, "What's wrong with this cat?" And he said, "Oh, she's got a little spot." And I said, "That's not a little spot. That's a big spot." And he said, "Should I take her to the vet?" And I said, "Absolutely. Don't wait. It'll cost more if you wait." And so y'all took Miss Prune to the vet. Y'all, they've had to shave her back. She had a hot spot that she'd been digging at, and it got infected and whatever. She's on the antibiotics now. Mm. But y'all, she looks like she's got a baboon butt. Because it's a big red spot. And when she's laying there, it looks like a baboon. So she is now my baboon butt kitty. But y'all.
Now, like baboons, did she put her baboon butt in your face?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. When we were sleeping, y'all, she could not get comfortable enough on me. Y'all, she was just basically, snuggling me. She was just holding on because, you know.
So it sounds to me like this is very similar to you in the jar.
Mm.
Did you have to shave his back?
Yeah. Okay. And put a medicated salve on it even.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, you know. But y'all, changing topics.
Yes.
Did y'all see on the Twitty? Yeah, there's been a lot on the Twitty, and I keep saying I'm going to leave it, and I don't really get
it's
on
the
it
Twix.
Much. But Twix. Did you see on the Twix Baron Frosty's Halloween costume?
Yes.
Now, we were all confused as to why he was dyeing or shaving his chest hair or whatever he was up to.
Right.
But, you know, we've learned not to ask questions.
Well, it's best just to, you know, wait for all the clues to come in.
It's true.
Have all the clues come in?
Yes. He's Elvis for Halloween.
Well, you know, he ain't nothing but a hound dog. Did he have on blue suede shoes?
He did not show his shoes, but...
You know, he needs to be careful because shaking his hips might lead to a...
Well, he'll end up...
You know.
Well,
you know, could... You know, he's no longer hip. He's more broken hip or out of joint.
That is, or, I mean, no one's going to argue with that.
Have I delayed this as much as you need me to
delay? Oh, I'm fine. I was just checking something out.
Oh, okay. You're just checking something out. Yeah.
But let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this. Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat.
I wonder if they're going to give us a trick or a treat.
You still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Tighten it up.
Thing. Y'all, we have a voice letter, but there was some confusion about who the voice letter was from.
Y'all,
so
we started off getting ready to record. All right, we've got that voice letter you forwarded to me. I said, I didn't send you a voice letter. Yes, you did. You absolutely did. It came in on October the blah, 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 blah. And y'all, this is the voice letter.
Also, I sound...
Hello, Mr. Vader. It's Baron Frosty calling. I wanted to assure you that while we were in Chicago, we spent lots of time chatting about you guys. There was laughter. There was tears. Most of the tears were related to the Big Fatty discussions, but just wanted to let you know that we were thinking about you. We just were a little bit overserved, and I thought about doing like a voicemail message, but you know what happens when you're drunk with Lala Lauren and rolling around on the floor in some bar. So have a good one and hope you have a nice Halloween. Bye.
Normally when you're drunk around Mrs. Lauren, you pull up your kilt.
Right.
But anyway, go ahead.
I don't, you know, I've been drunk with Mrs. Lala Lauren. I don't recall rolling around on the floor with her. But, I mean, who am I to say? So.
Well, you know. What can I say?
But Baron Frosty, thank you for calling. Apparently, this is the Baron Frosty tribute show.
Right. Now, y'all, he thought it was from me because it was from BF.
It's true.
And swore up and down that I had sent it.
Y'all, isn't it amazing how he makes everyone sound like the Nip whenever he's doing this? Y'all, I don't have a Nip report because, y'all... The Jar and I went out Saturday afternoon when we did wake up for a little Saturday fun day. Y'all, we didn't realize there was a street festival. And y'all, it was quite a Halloween street festival. Anyway, y'all, we got to the mill and we got our drinks. Y'all, we bumped into people we knew and we, hi. Y'all, they were drunk. They had been drinking for like 6 hours at that point.
Well, yeah.
Y'all, we sat down and I said... The Jar said, oh, did you want to call the Nip and tell them that we're out? And I said, well, it's only, 5 o'clock. He's not awake yet. Still in the bed. Right. Still in the bed. So no point.
Right.
No point.
Well, he may have started his coffee.
Ah.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead.
Ooh.
Or alive.
All right, everybody, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I do the difficult part. I tell you if they're dead or alive. And then, of course, I have to educate you on who they are and why you know them.
All right, you ready?
Born ready.
Al Yankovic.
Well, some people think he's a little bit weird, but y'all, he's alive. And he's the comedian and musical parody singer.
He is indeed alive and is a accordionist and a musical parody singer and an actor. He was in Naked Gun. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not recall that.
Yes. All right. Doug Flutie.
Y'all, he is alive. And bless his heart, he's barely. But y'all, Doug Flutie was a member. He was the orchestra leader on the Lawrence Welk show.
Yes. Actually, the orchestra leader on the Lawrence Welk show was Lawrence Welk. And Doug Flutie is indeed alive. He is an American college football Hall of Fame quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner. Oh, how about that? Sports ball. Yeah. All right. I'm just giving this one to you.
Okay. Just give it to me.
Sanjay Gupta.
Y'all, well, I don't know if he's alive or not. I assume he is because he's younger than me probably. But y'all, Sanjay, he's a musician. Y'all, he was on that American Idol back in the day.
Sanjay Gupta is indeed alive, and he is an American neurosurgeon and the medical reporter on CNN.
Well, it's amazing.
Oh,
that he did that after being on American Idol.
After, right. I mean, he's had a very, very big career. Just a big, big, big career. All right, Frank Sutton.
Frank Sutton, y'all, speaking of the sports ball people, Frank Sutton is, as far as I know, he's still alive, and y'all, he played the football.
Yes, well, Frank Sutton, dead as a doornail, and he was an American actor and was Sergeant Carter on Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Never seen it, so, okay, well.
What?
I didn't watch that shit. I'm too young for that. I mean, the Andy Griffith Show was on the afternoons in rerun sometimes, and your grandparents made you watch it, but yeah.
Have we got time for one more?
We do. We have about 2 minutes. How, so go for
you
it.
You know, all I can, I'll, when you said you've never seen Gomer Pyle, USMC, all I know is that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, is going,
unsubscribed.
Vader! Absolutely, he was mortified. Mortified, I tell you.
He also unsubscribed, so therefore,
but yeah, unsubscribed.
It's harmless.
have we got time for one more?
Just one more.
now let me see which one. Yeah, we'll go with John Heisman.
Well, y'all dead. Dead as a door. Now he was the sports ball player, and the Heisman Trophy is named after him.
John Heisman is indeed dead. He was an American sports ball coach, and he legalized the forward pass and originated the center snap. And the Heisman Trophy is named after him. How about that? You knew more about sports ball than you did Gomer Pyle. USMC. Yeah.
1,000%, and that's saying something. That's saying something.
Golly, Sergeant Carter.
Y'all, did I mention the barracks in Palm Springs was an awful lot of fun?
Ooh. Yes. You know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Gomer Pyle, USMC, lived in a barracks.
Mm. Well, I hope it was similar to the ones that we visited on Sunday, because y'all.
I don't know that the shirts fell off of people in the barracks, you know.
Well, that's unfortunate, but y'all, it was awfully good. Also, I didn't mention this, but y'all, I was at the Aldi today, and I was very excited. They had the good dill pickle dip and the the Cajun crab dip. Y'all bought both of them. Got home, was so excited to try them out. Dropped my phone.
Yes.
Yep. Dropped it and broke it. So
just now, do you have the apple snack care?
I do not.
Well,
so.
Time for that Apple Snack 15.
No, I'll just get it fixed. So I have a 13 Pro, which is honestly fine. And so I get it fixed. No big deal.
So did you break the glass?
Yeah, it hit at the exact spot where the case cuts out for the speakers and the plug. And
ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Oh. That almost forgot to start.
Now, you mentioned that that the jar was going to be out of town until Gay Crema.
Yeah, he's going on a tropical vacation. He's going to Hula. He's going to a Hula festival. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Has like, he got like his Doc skirt Stone. Ready?
I think he does. Okay. So, y'all, I've got this prune for the week. So.
Okay. Now, do you have your costume ready?
Well, I don't know. I was going to coordinate with you since I assumed it's Halloween at the villa.
Well, I've got something that would be perfect for you to wear when the jar gets back from the Hula vacation.
Oh, okay.
So
what's that?
Anyway,
is it?
Well, it's we don't want to we don't want to spoil it here. I can tell you one thing. It will not be. Oh, it will not be a caftan.
And
a food hook. And how about a food hook?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, you're just sitting in a wheelchair at the front door with a food hook, one for you, two for me. Hmm.